Benzington Society. This is the one time of the year that I can remind members of the next meeting as it takes place after you receive your bulletin. This year it's on the 5th of December at the usual time of 7:30 p.m. The talk is entitled A Christmas Miscellany and subtitled Humorous Performance Pieces on a Seasonal Theme. There will be our usual salad buffet, but with turkey, not ham, and the Society will offer a glass of mulled wine to start the evening to all members and visitors alike. Once again, the mull will have been made by John Johnson to his secret recipe. We will also give a mince pie to all who stay for supper. After their salad, each table should send a member to the serving hatch to collect the correct number of pies for their table. The price for supper of £5 has not changed and is payable at the entrance door by all members and guests who wish to partake. The October meeting started with Peter Clark, our immediate past chairman and past president, explaining the function of the community shed and its need to raise £50,000 to take over the youth hall as its base. He proposed that our society should make a significant donation to the shed, as their existence was in line with our society's aims. It was decided that Peter would put a proposal to the next committee meeting, and if needs be, there would be a recommended resolution put to the AGM. The evening's talk was the work of the air ambulance and was very enlightening. Some of us, I'm sure, did know that, like the RNLI, the air ambulance is a self-funding charity, with funds coming from the public through individual donations, corporate partnerships and community fundraising events. However, I did not know that they operated ground vehicles to get to places that helicopters can't due to physical obstructions such as trees, power lines or cliffs. Also, just how well trained and senior their paramedics and doctors are and the amount of high-tech equipment they carry. They're almost a flying A&E in critical care service. Most years, the Air Ambulance is one of the three charities that the AGM vote to donate to. But don't let that stop you donating personally. It's obviously a very worthy cause. At the end of each meeting, Tanya and helpers take care of the washing up and final clear-up. This time, Tanya could not do it, so Anna Pearon, who manages the buffet with her husband, volunteered to do the largely unsung but obviously necessary task. Thank you, Anna and Peter. On Saturday the 8th of November, Chris Swan's play One Night was performed as a staged, enhanced reading at the Parish Hall. As members will remember, our society was a co-producer. The play was about an imagined conversation between two British officers who were tasked with choosing the unknown warrior from six coffins placed in a small church in northern France, who was then to be taken to lie in state in Westminster Abbey. Their dialogue was accompanied by the spirits of three dead soldiers and a bereaved mother. I can report that it was a great success, with an attendance of over 80 and with many a damp eye at the end. Finally, at the Remembrance Parade, our society's wreath was laid by our immediate past president, Colonel George Verdon, OBE. It was so pleasing to see that the attendance must have been one of the highest ever recorded, with Castle Square being full and participants spreading down Church Road and Oxford Road. Long may we remember. I look forward to seeing many of you on December the 5th, with a welcome glass of mulled wine in hand. And that's written by David McGill.